This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Cheryl, we have so much to talk about.
Yeah, we talk about a lot in this podcast. There's a lot of murder. How to get away with murder.
Yeah, bricks.
Ryan Gosling.
Sam Raimi.
Yeah, Sam Raimi. Jury duty. Comes up.
Yeah. Nothing about the documentary came up.
Do not listen, hoping to learn anything.
Oh, wait. I just realized earlier in the episode, you said, welcome to.
Yes, that's what I was asking
and
you.
And it wasn't the time to do it. Oh, my gosh. I hope that stays in again.
I
really genuinely messed up and was confused. But this is where you're supposed to say
it. This is where you do it. Okay, shall we? Oh, my God.
You said it in the episode again.
Okay. Ladies and jerks, welcome to The Jinx. The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst, Part 2, Episodes 4 through 6.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Tig. We left a lot of people hanging.
Mm-hmm. We sure did.
We have a lot to talk about today.
We sure do.
About Robert Durst. And that little killer.
He's a killer.
Well, we don't want to spill any beans. Although right. I will say, this is going to be nothing but spilled beans.
Oh, okay. So he's a killer.
Well. Okay. Tig, I think we should just get right to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are dying to hear the second part of this.
Whoa, watch what you say on this podcast. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Watch what you say.
Did not mean to say that. Okay, we're going through The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst, Part 2, Episodes 4 through 6.
I said it before, I'll say it again. Great title for a documentary. The Life and Deaths.
And Deaths. He has 9 lives, this guy.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned last episode that I don't think I saw this, and I really don't think I saw this.
By the way, I have been thinking about what you said.
What did
I say? It is ridiculous because we have a podcast that if you look online, it says a documentary podcast. That's like in our title. And there have been several times when you're like, well, I wasn't going to watch it again because I saw it. I'm like, this is what the whole podcast is about. And it's like, oh, like you're doing us a favor to watch the podcast, the documentary.
Well, you know, you feel like you walk away with
an overall feeling,
an idea of what it was about.
This whole thing is about details.
I understand that. So are all documentaries. like which is what drew us to our passion in the first place, is detail.
I love the people that write in all of the reviews, and they're like, look, you do not have to watch any of the documentaries because they don't even really talk about it.
Stephanie even texted me a screen grab of some review that she saw where somebody said that. She sent the review and then she wrote, hilarious. And then I wrote back, what? Because I wasn't quite sure what part of the review was hilarious. And she said, the fact that they're saying you don't even have to watch the movie. And I said, oh, yeah, most of our reviews say that.
Most of our listeners never watch any of this. Although I did see, I read one person who listened to all the podcasts, then decided to go back and watch all the movies, and then re-listen to the podcasts.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, my gosh.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, and you know what's really interesting is in the intro, our theme song is we acknowledge that it might be weird or surprising that you and I are friends, which, by the way, I don't know why that is surprising. Why is that surprising?
I don't know. It is. I don't know. Why is
Because Thomas, our producer, he said that to me once. He was like, I was surprised that you and Cheryl were friends. And then people have said that also that write in. Yeah. And I just never thought about it. But why is that?
Why is that so strange?
Yeah.
I don't know. People don't see pictures of us on the beach and like hanging out in cafes.
No, people don't see pictures of me at cafes with anybody. They see maybe me on the beach with my family. But I mean, is that what it is to like?
I guess if you're friends.
But what is it about our personalities where people would say, because I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, you are very, what's the word?
Intelligent.
Oh, I was going to say flat. But I'll say intelligent.
Oh.
I mean, flat in the way that your delivery is very...
And you come on cuckoo. Like, you're floor... You're like, ah, I'm Cheryl! I'm like, oh, boy.
So it seems like an unlikely pair.
Yeah.
That these two are like, oh, boy.
Yeah, boy.
I gotta sit next to what's-her-name all night.
Did it ever strike you as weird that we were friends?
No. That never struck me as weird at all.
Until people were like, oh, it's an interesting... That's weird.
That's a weird combo.
Yeah. And after I'd read that so many times, I was like, why is this so weird?
I don't know.
I feel like I don't get that with most of the people in my life. People are like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I see that.
And then with you, people are like, well, that is bizarre.
Whoa. How did you guys meet?
Explain this. All right. So, Robert Durst.
Yes.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
His court date is coming up this month.
Don't spill the beans yet, Tig.
You said this
no,
episode.
No, I know, but I will give people a real cutoff, like pause it, but don't.
You're in charge of when we can spill beans?
People trust me. I have read the reviews and they trust me. And there is at least one person out there that says, when Cheryl says, if you don't want a spoiler, pause it now, I pause it. There's at least one person that says that.
At least one person. There's the signature Cheryl.
You know I'm serious when I drop it low.
When she talks like this. That you should be talking like that through an entire documentary podcast because it's all serious.
First up, we have
all serious. The Jinx. Do you want to do the intro?
What do you mean? Where we? You want me to sing the theme song?
Do I introduce? Do I say, ladies and gentlemen?
Now? Oh yeah, yeah. This is
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Jinx: The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst. Part two, episodes 4 through 6. Go ahead.
And by the way, you're always the one that does that. Spit take again. You are the one that always says, and welcome to.
I know, but part. I didn't know if we were talking about introducing the film or not.
Why don't we have a format yet?
I think we do. I just don't. It's confusing every
Aren't
time.
We like 6 months into this podcast?
Yeah, we've done 100 and it's still. Okay.
Okay.
So here's our
It's a surprise every time.
Yes.
Should we mention that we have commercials now?
Oh, you wanna? Okay.
Yeah, because people will probably be like, what the ham?
What the John ham?
Wait, did I tell you my cousin and Mrs. You have your brag about John ham. I have a ham brag.
Okay, I want to hear it.
My cousin in Mississippi, who is a grown woman, found out 2 years ago that ham was not an animal.
What? What do you mean?
She thought ham was a type of animal. An animal, when you're having chicken, fish, ham.
There's like a ham running around.
There's a ham running around. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wild ham. Wild ham.
Wow. Okay.
I did a movie with John Ham.
Did you have fun? He's pretty cute.
I also did an episode of the Sarah Silverman program. My very first appearance on the Sarah Silverman program, John Ham was a guest star before he was
John Ham.
And he was the cable installer.
Ooh, whoa.
And it was like 1 second that he was
on.
I was a bigger shot than John Ham.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
John Ham, I went on a coffee date with John Ham in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm last season.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys might want to look into that. Hey, can we talk about
the episode and go look into the John Ham date and the John Ham as the cable installer on the Sarah Silverman program?
He is pretty cute. Okay.
So let's mention to our listeners that we now have commercials in our show, which is great news. People love commercials.
They're going to love these.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Good. Listen, it's good for everybody.
This is a commercial for commercials.
We're growing the show, you guys.
We're growing. We're getting huge.
Yes.
And the money from the commercials goes into the gas that it takes to run this ship.
Oh, ship.
Podcast ship.
With a P. Okay.
Ship with a P. Yes, I would never speak poorly about this
podcast
with a P.
No, and we're gonna hopefully pick very good ads and great products and stuff.
Let's be honest, we'll take anyone. You have a product, we'll sell it. Get in touch with our producers, Thomas and Gabby.
Yeah, Gabrielle.
And we will peddle your
wares.
Your wares.
Okay, listen, we've got to get into this.
Okay,
to cover. So The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst is a 6-episode HBO documentary miniseries directed by Andrew Jarecki. It profiles New York real estate heir Robert Durst, who was accused of murder after the 1982 disappearance of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Durst sat for over 20 hours of interviews with Jarecki, providing new insights into a decades-old mystery.
You know, this Jarecki director.
Yes.
Fellow.
Yes.
Made a scripted movie about this killer.
Oh, I've watched it.
That means she really has watched it, if you hear how low her voice went.
I watched it last night.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
yeah, Stephanie has seen it, and she said it's great. And then this guy makes a documentary.
Yeah.
My question, and Mr. Jarecki, if you're listening, please get in touch. And I know you're listening. I know he is listening.
I would love to talk to him.
Yes. Come on this
show. I have so many questions.
Why are you so obsessed with this man? Of course, we all know why.
Well, he wasn't obsessed with him. He just directed the movie. He didn't even write the movie. This is fascinating. So this movie called All Good Things. He directed this movie.
Mm-hmm.
These two other guys wrote it.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't, I'm assuming they didn't know Robert Durst at this point. I mean, they just did this movie because it was an interesting story about this, you know, millionaire, multimillionaire who...
Everyone's dying around him.
Yes. And then he admitted to killing some man and cutting him into pieces and putting the body in trash bags.
Which is a sure way to get off of other crimes.
Well, it's...
Which it actually turned out to be.
Yes. But I have to say this. If you're thinking about watching that movie, All Good mm-hmm. Things, mm-hmm. you should watch it before you watch this documentary series mm-hmm. because it is so hard to watch because Ryan Gosling mm-hmm. plays Robert Durst. Uh-huh. And there are like sexy shower scenes and like,
well, now I'm not gonna watch it.
And you're thinking and Kirsten Dunst.
Kurt Russell.
Kirsten Dunst.
Kurt Russell.
No. She played opposite, and those two were like, the movie was a sexy thriller.
Okay.
And it's really hard to
It's less
digest.
Sexy in the documentary. It's I would less say. It drops a notch. It's until you wander into his pristine apartment.
So Tig, what's so crazy about this is
Tell
Robert
me the crazy
Durst
part.
Clearly watched this movie mm-hmm. where Ryan Gosling was playing him with like
his twin
six-pack abs. Like sexy sex scenes. And he reached out to Jarecki and said, "Hey, I liked your movie." And not only that, but of course I looked it up after. Jarecki and Robert Durst did, remember when they used to do commentary for DVDs? Mm-hmm. They did commentary together for this movie.
Wait, Ryan Gosling and Robert Durst?
No, well, Robert Durst and Andrew Jarecki.
Sorry, I couldn't stop thinking about
Ryan Gosling,
because I'm not sure if I've told this story on this podcast or not, geez. But I have to tell you a Ryan Gosling story.
Okay, I met him in a hallway in a hotel. Go ahead.
My story's better. When I was just starting out in Los Angeles, and I was an assistant at Sam Raimi's company, director Sam Raimi.
He's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Very. Ryan Gosling played Young Hercules that was filmed in New Zealand, and it was produced by Sam Raimi's company that I worked for. And Ryan Gosling was a kid at the time. Mm-hmm. And one day,
oh no,
I came home to my studio apartment.
I don't like
building,
where this is headed.
Mm-hmm. And Ryan Gosling was unlocking the front door to go into the building, or punching in the code. And I said, "Ryan," and he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Hi, I'm Tig. I work at the at Sam's company, and I deal with your stuff on the U.S. side of things." And he was like, "Oh, wow. Yeah, my mom lives here. And when I'm in the States, this is where I stay." And so I was like, "Oh, how interesting." And it took me years to process that he's a grown man that's a sex symbol. Like, I still think of him
as a child,
Young Hercules.
Lives with his mom.
Lives with his mom in a studio apartment.
After
in the Miracle Mile area.
All Good Things. Mm-hmm. You'll realize he's no little child.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Quickly, Robert Durst was married to this woman. She disappeared. Nobody knew what happened to her. And people thought it might have been Robert Durst. And then Robert Durst decided to sort of make himself disappear, go off the grid. So he moved to Galveston. And he decided to rent a rundown pristine apartment.
And by the way, I filmed my TV show, One Mississippi, partly in Galveston. And our assistant director wrote on some social media saying, I don't know if he listened to the episode or what, but he saw this and he said, we filmed that this house was across the street from the church where we filmed.
You mean Jarecki said that? The director?
No, the assistant director from my show, One Mississippi, said when we filmed in Galveston, we filmed at the church, and right across the street from the church was
his weird little apartment.
Was his weird house. Yeah, it was his pristine apartment. I didn't know that.
Ooh, aren't you glad you didn't know? Okay, you want to hear Robert Durst's voice for a second?
I'd love to.
He's going to talk about his disguises. Okay, let's hear Robert Durst.
I'm a guy, so what is a guy going to do? I mean, I could grow a beard and a mustache, and I'd periodically worn a beard and a mustache in New York City, but I can't grow a beard and a mustache now.
Oh.
Can't do it by tomorrow morning. I would have to get some kind of a thing to put on my face, and I just couldn't imagine that any of that would act vaguely real. I just came up with the idea of a wig. And then since I'm going to be a woman, I've got to be mute because I cannot sound the way I sound.
See, this is where I always go to. This is the time to go nuts and just eat ice cream and junk food and quadruple in size when you're on the run.
You cannot wait to be on the lam so you can gain a lot of weight for your disguise.
No, I don't want to be on the lam. And I don't want to quadruple in size.
But if you were on the lam,
I think that's what I would do.
Listen, he even said it. He had to do it in one day.
Uh-huh.
And I like the way he talks. Like, why are you being so idiotic? Of course I dress like a woman. What else was I supposed to do? It's like, why are you yelling at us? You're the one that did it.
You just spilled the beans. Oh, did it, meaning dress like a woman.
Oh my God, Tig.
I just inadvertently spilled the beans.
Tig?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. So, yes.
Okay. Yes.
What would you do for your disguise, though, Cheryl?
Well,
another good disguise, I think, would be a punk rocker. Like, get a mohawk hot
Well,
pink.
No, but you're calling a lot of attention to yourself.
Right, but you can wear, like, crazy makeup and nobody's going to...
Like makeup?
Yeah, nobody's going to think Robert Durst is walking around, with safety pins in his ears and, Sex Pistols t-shirt.
But by the way, when he... They asked him, did you shave your legs? Oh, no, he shaved his eyebrows. He said, you shaved your eyebrows? And then Durst said, I shaved everything. So gross.
Why do you have to go everywhere with the razor?
I don't know.
Are you sunbathing?
It was such a weird detail.
A bikini on the beach? And he thought shaving everywhere would be what would hide that he's male.
It was so creepy. So he goes on trial in Galveston. He hires the best attorneys and he tells people, yes, I did
Chop up a guy
and put him in bags. But what was I supposed to do?
What does that have to do with anything else?
I didn't mean to kill him. He was trying to kill me.
With self-defense. That is not the behavior of somebody capable of killing everyone that comes near them, okay?
I mean, is that your go-to? If you're like in a struggle with somebody in your apartment and you accidentally kill that person, is your next move the only move you have now is
gotta go get a bow saw.
I gotta saw this guy up and put
I gotta get rid of these limbs and this frustrating head that's
I mean, that just takes it to a new level. And then what's crazy is that the jurors listened to all of it and said, yeah,
that's reasonable. That sounds right. I guess that's what I would do. I wouldn't know right away that I would be caught murdering someone. Not murdering, but self. Like, if it was self-defense,
right,
you would call the police.
Yes,
and you would
call
say
the police.
That this person was just trying to kill me.
Yes.
So I had to saw their... No, that's before you start sawing. But I had to shoot him.
I had to shoot him. By the way, because you would want help. You would want somebody to help you remove the body from your pristine apartment, would you not?
Yeah, if it was that clean, I would not want a bloody body on the floor of my luxury apartment. I guess it's not luxurious, but it's...
It was pristine.
I mean, you could eat off of the floor.
I like that they did. They did pull up the tile and there was like blood.
You like that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I did like that. Mm. I did. Because, I mean, it almost seemed like he wanted to get caught.
Well, there's a lot of behavior that seemed like he wanted to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a smart enough guy
that
in ways, not emotionally intelligent, but he seems smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that he would have done the research of like, can you chop up limbs and put them in bags and toss them in the ocean?
Without them floating back.
Yeah. I mean,
that seemed like a rookie mistake. Even I feel like even I'd put a brick in there.
Everyone just heard you say that.
Well, I don't want people to think that I've thought this out, but...
And why do people keep throwing bodies in the water? Does that make them go away? I mean, don't bodies sink? I guess they float.
Yeah.
But it feels like murder stories, people are always finding a boat washing up.
Yeah.
I mean, not a boat, a body. Well, there's probably boats out there, but bodies...
Yeah, there's a tide.
No, I'm familiar with tides. I'm just saying, like,
why
do people
killers?
You probably shouldn't murder someone.
Let's start there.
Let's
start with try not to murder.
Put
anyone.
The gun down.
Put the gun down.
Put the gun down. Put it down.
Try not to murder anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it does happen accidentally, call someone.
Who?
You know.
Murder hotline?
Well, I mean...
Call someone.
Well,
or if you work at a hardware store and someone buys a bow saw.
And trash
call
bag.
Call someone.
Zip ties or never. That's always a problem. When you see somebody coming in, you watch these murder shows, right? And that's what they do. They go in and they buy zip ties and duct tape.
Buys duct tape? Call the police.
Call someone. I mean, I'm just wondering, would your first call be to the police if you accidentally killed somebody? Or would you call someone else first?
If it was accidental, I would probably call Stephanie.
Mm.
If I accidentally killed somebody. Like, say you were over having lunch.
And you led to another.
Came at me for something or another.
My steak knife.
And then I had to shoot you. I guess that's not accidental. That's in self-defense. Like if our lunch fight escalated
and you were like, ooh, I cut an artery.
I got a shooter.
Oh, I thought you were stabbing me.
Oh, no, oh. I was shooting you.
Oh, I had the knife.
I shot your hand that the knife was in.
Whoa. And then I bled out.
And then you were just like, I can't believe you shot me. And then
Do I get a speech at the end before I die?
Yeah, but then I shoot you in the other hand.
In the middle of my speech. Yeah. I'm giving my dying speech and you're like, I can't.
And your sandwich goes flying. You have a knife in one hand, a sandwich in the other. I shoot the knife hand and then boom, shoot the sandwich hand.
Wow, you are a sharp shooter. Am I still giving my speech?
I wandered off. I got bored.
You had to make a private call. You didn't want me to hear this.
I had to go reload my gun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I only had 2 bullets.
Oh, my God. I feel like you know a lot about guns now.
I do?
Yeah. You're already thinking about reloading a gun. That's...
Well, I did have a BB gun. As a kid, I had a BB rifle, and you pour like 100 little metal balls in there. You start to know a lot about guns, okay?
Okay. Jeez. Why are you yelling at me?
Well.
This is really taking an interesting turn. I feel like it's bringing out like the murderers in us.
And if you murder someone, they're going to go right to this episode of the podcast.
It is going to be so awkward because that is what they're going to play on every news outlet.
Do you feel like your murder would get picked up by every news outlet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't you think yours would? Yeah, of course.
If you murdered me, then it would get picked up on. Yeah. Then
a famous person?
Then you'd get picked up on every.
God. If you shot off
your hand,
even a stranger, even a normal, normal is not a good word, but somebody who's not in the public eye, if you shot off their hands, I think that would make national headlines. Not using it in the right context, but.
Not in a sexy way.
not in a sexy way. But yeah, I think. I mean, now I feel like we really can't commit any crimes.
Pew!
Because they'll play this and we'll look so foolish. So Susan Berman.
But we'd get a lot of money for advertising. Our numbers would be through the roof.
Our numbers would skyrocket. Oh, my God. Okay, listen. So he gets off.
Okay.
And now there's this woman named Susan Berman who is his friend who turns up dead in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And there is a handwritten note that was sent to the Los Angeles Police Department.
They didn't find her. They got the letter.
They got the letter that said, on the front it said Beverly Hills, and Beverly was spelled wrong. Mm-hmm. And then we're calling it a letter. Word. It's a note.
Uh-huh.
I think it just said
cadaver.
Cadaver.
Yeah.
And like an address.
Yeah. What if the most buffoonery police officer opened that envelope and was like, what's this? And then just tossed it. I mean, truly, when I saw that, I thought...
You thought it would be easy to overlook because it was ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's like writing a letter to Santa and just writing Santa on the envelope.
Right, because it really did just say, like, police department.
What would Santa do if he opened up an envelope that said cadaver?
Santa. By the way, one of the reviews, and I know I'm really talking about the reviews, but somebody really nailed what my problem is.
Oh, I'd love to know. All these years later. What is it? Tell us.
Apparently, I have a hard time when I have to say a word that ends with a W and then the next word starts with an R, like rainbow room. So you have to really concentrate. Or like, I don't know. Bow Ranger. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Say
Rainbow
Bo.
Room. Bow Say, Ranger.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so we figured that out.
No, our listener figured that out.
So, okay. So now Jarecki is sitting down with Robert Durst, you know, doing this whole documentary about him. And Jarecki likes Robert Durst. I mean, did you just love Jarecki in this? Because he's like one cool customer.
Yeah. Please, Jarecki.
Please, Jarecki. Come on.
You know, we could easily reach out to him, but let's just beg through a low rent podcast. Please.
Let's just see if he's listening. So Jarecki and his crew, they're really investigating this, trying to figure out what's going on, which is kind of strange because it doesn't seem like the police are doing all that much, does it?
No.
And they found a note in Susan Berman's apartment that was from Robert Durst.
They, meaning Jarecki.
Jarecki. Uh-huh. And his crew.
Yeah.
That he had written to Susan Berman, and it said Beverly Hills, spelled the same way.
Wrong.
That it was spelled on the cadaver note. And the
to
handwriting...
To Santer. Clause.
To Santer. And the handwriting was exactly the same.
Here's the part that drove me insane. Okay. I can't believe we had to analyze the handwriting.
It wasn't exactly anything
different. It was like he had his own stamp that misspelled words.
I am glad they did, because one of my favorite moments in this, and I don't know if you caught it. So the handwriting analysis guy, he compared it. Mm-hmm. And then he said, and I want you to listen, that it was bang on.
The N's the more distinctive characteristic. Let's take a look at this one right
Why?
Here among our
exactly
questioned items.
Waste
and
of
this
time.
One right here. I mean, I would say they're pretty bang on.
Have you ever heard that before?
No, but...
That they're bang on?
He probably has saying? To defend bang on the way I have to defend Tump.
Tump.
Yeah.
I mean, bang on? That was bang on. Bang on?
I wonder if it was one of those moments where you say something and a second later you think, well, that's not the saying. But you don't correct yourself.
Like, he meant to say right on and bang, we had him. And then it just ended up and it was bang on.
Yeah. There's
I had to rewind it because I'm like.
Oh, see, I didn't care that much. Oh, our producer, Thomas, is...
What
making us
say?
Look like fools on national podcast.
So the definition of bang on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. It is exactly correct or appropriate. So he used it correctly. I mean,
boy,
was bang
do
on.
We look like fools. I am so embarrassed. I truly don't know what to do with myself.
It was bang on. It was bang on.
I've always thought it so interesting when you have never heard of a word or a saying or even a factoid. And then people make fun of you or tease you about it. And I always am left feeling like, what, just because I wasn't around when people said that word or saying, I am foolish?
No, but I bet there's not one person listening that's ever...
Oh boy, here come the flood of emails. If not handwritten letters to Beverly Hills, California.
That says, you guys were bang on.
Should we send a letter to the Beverly Hills Police Department?
You know they must have had some after that.
Yeah.
That you just open it and it's like, hi, y'all.
No cadaver at this address.
No cadaver.
Or we could send an envelope that says Beverly Hills Police Department and put a picture of ourselves and say, hey, you should listen to our podcast.
I would hope that they would arrest you immediately just for being an a-hole. Listen, now is the time I'm going to tell people, all the people that do not want to know what happens, because it is a nail-biter. Is it not? It is
a nail biter. Okay. All right, folks. It is Miss Cheryl Hines here on Tig and Cheryl.
It is.
True story.
Starting now, it gets crazy balls.
Okay.
I mean, it was already crazy balls. This guy, Robert Durst, is and Nutter Butter. But
if he's listening, you have hurt his feelings for sure. You have for sure hurt his feelings.
Now is the time to pause. Okay. And then we're going to tell you what happened. So Jarecki and their crew, they were going to confront Robert Durst and see what he said.
I have the hiccup, so I'm not going to talk for a little while.
Oh, my God.
I'm holding my breath.
Our podcast gets better and better, more and more professional. So now, though, Durst doesn't want to go back. Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. You are so ridiculous right now.
I have the hiccups.
Could you be any less professional?
No.
Okay. So Durst doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to come in and do any more interviews. And then Durst, he breaks a restraining order against his brother. Because his brother is like, wow, my brother's nutballs and I feel unsafe. And if he crosses this line, he should be arrested. Well, of course, Cuckoo Bird crossed the line and it was all on camera. And Jarecki had footage. So now Robert Durst had a reason to talk to Jarecki because now he needed him sort of on his side.
I like to pretend sometimes that I don't watch the movies and you just are telling me what happened.
Yeah, you can jump in. Are your hiccups gone?
Yeah.
Or you're not allowed to say it out loud and they come back or something?
No, they cleared up.
Okay, so you want to tell people what happened?
When?
Oh, my God. Did you hear my big lead up? I'm letting you have the big...
Say again?
Oh, my God.
It was distracting to have hiccups.
Robert Durst sits down again, and he has a habit of talking to himself, Robert Durst.
Yeah.
And in this documentary, they even said to him, Robert's attorney said to him, hey, you've got your microphone on. You can't talk to yourself because everyone can hear you.
Yeah, because he walks around mumbling and they catch everything. And are you teeing me up to say the big ending?
Well, I don't know if you're going to give it as much enthusiasm as it deserves. And I'm
well, I feel like you're attacking me for having the personality that I have, which is what drew you into this friendship in the first place.
I never said that.
And now that we have a podcast, and now that we're...
I just did all the heavy lifting for this whole hour, and you're about to get all the glory.
I had hiccups for half of the episode.
You're about to get all of the glory, you did it. Go ahead.
And so he...
oh, my God.
...went to the bathroom.
Okay, but wait.
What?
Jarecki, this is what's crazy.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Jarecki was starting to, in his own way... I don't want to say freak out because it sounds like he was doing something crazy, but he was stressed about this interview because for the first time he realizes Robert Durst killed those people.
Yeah.
And they have evidence.
And if you're listening and you want to pause it right now, beans are a flying.
There are so many beans.
Oh my God. Careful. And there's another bean.
And Jarecki is like, wow, this is going to be difficult.
Yeah.
To sit across from him, this guy that he liked up until he realized he was a murderer.
Yeah.
And confront him with those two envelopes.
Jarecki, please get in touch.
Please, Jarecki.
And so
he did, but tell them about when he did.
What do you mean, tell them about when he did?
When Jarecki showed Robert Durst the two envelopes and said, did you write this? And he said, yes. Did you write this? Yes.
Well, you just told everyone.
But he was like, Robert Durst was being so weird and like burping.
I know.
It was disgusting. So once again, it's very hard to go back and watch Ryan Gosling.
Yeah,
naked
it doesn't
as Robert
add up.
Durst.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You should watch Ryan Gosling before you watch this because.
Yes, because you cannot watch it after.
Yeah.
It's not cute.
I mean, I've never seen the other one, but I'm starting to realize how jarring it would be to go watch that after this.
Because they call it a romance. like a romantic thriller.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird. So he goes mm-hmm. into the bathroom
mm-hmm.
and he's mic'd
mm-hmm.
and he starts mumbling to himself. And
oh,
he
do
says,
we have that? Can...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we probably do have it.
Should we? Okay, here. So, yes. So he goes into the bathroom. You're right.
We just got a confident nod from our producer, Thomas.
Okay,
that we
seriously,
do...
turn this off if you don't want to know what happened.
Yeah, if you want to live your life not knowing what we've already told you 10 times in this episode, then Cheryl,
mm-mm.
You shouldn't drink.
I can't drink water when you talk.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
There it is. You're caught. You're right, of course. But you can't imagine.
He's washing his hands.
How dirty were they?
What's it?
Very.
Disaster.
The disaster.
Burp. Did he just say end the burping?
Yeah.
I'm having difficulty with the question.
I'm having difficulty with the question.
What question?
He's just going over this in his mind. Things he could have said.
What the hell did I do? Kill them all. Of course.
Killed them all. Of course. Can you imagine being the sound guy?
Or girl.
Listening, or the sound person.
Or non-binary.
Non-binary lean. Could you imagine the sound person listening to crazy Robert Durst in the bathroom confessing that he killed them
through
all,
burps.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the burps. Ugh. So, I mean, when you watch the documentary, it is like the last... The last 20 minutes of the last episode are just, I mean, they're just crazy off the charts.
Yeah. The whole movie is so well done. The whole series, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Do you think Jarecki's going to do Robert Durst on ice next? What do you think's going to happen? Do you think Durst is going to go to jail for the
Durst
rest?
Is in, well, Durst
well, I mean, for the rest of his life.
Well, he's, what, 77 now or something?
Well, I haven't kept track of his
oh,
age.
Oh, I have.
But his court date is April 12th, is that right? Or 21st?
Yeah, it's coming up because it was supposed to be this time, like around this time last year, and they
COVID.
Decided to table it for a year.
Yeah. He gets lucky left and right, that one.
By the way, one of the jurors in Galveston, mm-hmm. when they were asking, you know, oh, how could you guys let him go? And the juror said, that is one of the most unlucky people. He just thought that that all the people around Robert Durst
were dropping like flies.
Magically
being
died.
Murdered.
Or magically murdered. And it's just bad, bad luck on his part.
That's insanity.
But because of this documentary, he was arrested.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy how that works, though? Because he was just in a bathroom stall burping and talking to himself. He could say anything, right?
Like he could say, of course I didn't do it.
Yeah, and would that make him innocent forever if he was in a bathroom stall saying,
well,
I am so
I guess
innocent?
I guess between that and the handwriting. Mm-hmm. The bang-on handwriting samples.
Listen, I don't need yeah. more advice, or not advice, but evidence.
Oh.
Look, I believe that he is guilty. I was watching, thinking, gosh, is there going to be some sort of twist? And there wasn't. I don't need more evidence that he's guilty. I just think it's interesting that he's not in, you know, a courtroom or anything like that. And he's just in a bathroom stall burping and saying, I killed them all. And I was just thinking, yeah, if he was just in there saying, I am innocent. And if somebody asks me another time if I killed everybody in my life, I'm going to kill
them.
Would
that hold up? And then his attorney would be like, roll the tape.
Yeah, roll the tape.
He mumbled to himself
with his pants to his ankles.
He didn't think anybody was listening.
That's right. But we heard him. You know, like, how is that?
Well, you know, it is interesting because one of the things that I think is fascinating about attorneys and trials is the reason he got off in Galveston was because his attorney was like, he's not on trial for did he cut up the body and put it in trash bags. So take that off the table. Yeah, don't think about that part. Nothing to do with it. It is just, do we know for a fact that he killed this guy? And they said, well, I guess we don't know for a fact. So even like this, which, by the way, you know what I was thinking?
What?
I just got a jury duty notice.
Oh, boy.
What? I mean, I'm going to call and say I'm ready to do jury duty. Because imagine, what if I got picked? Because he's in L.A.
He's in L.A.?
Yes, Robert Durst is in L.A. What if I got picked for the jury? And by the way, I might have to, would I have to lie and say I've never heard of him? You know, when they ask you if you know anything about it?
Well.
Or you say what you just said and said, listen, I do know about the case, but does that hold up, a guy mumbling to himself in the bathroom? Mm-hmm. Maybe his
We'll be right back after these messages.
But I am excited about
your jury.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be this, but we don't know for sure.
No, it could be something even more interesting.
But I guess when you've got like this, a trail of dead bodies, you know, the missing wife and then
the best friend and the next door neighbor. A lot of people that are very close to.
I mean, how can you not consider that as a juror? Do you think
considered it?
I mean, as a juror, I think his attorney will probably say, forget all of that stuff.
Listen, the guy that can kill someone out of self-defense and chop their limbs off and their head, put them in bags and toss them in the ocean is not the cold-blooded murderer
that you think he is,
okay?
I mean, it is true. He even said, yes, of course I cut up the body. How else was I supposed to get it out?
He was using a lot of reverse psychology.
Yeah, like, don't be stupid.
Of course I chopped him up.
He's like, what else?
How else am I going to hide the body, dumbasses?
Guys, what else am I supposed to do? I mean, it was an amazing documentary.
I was left with very few options here, okay? Self-defense killing. I got to chop this guy up. What else am I going
to
do?
And then, of course, he can't help himself but to break his restraining order. So it's like he wanted to get caught, right?
Mm-hmm.
He knew that microphone was on.
I don't think he did. The stuff he was saying was so insane.
I mean, it made it seem like he's got a dual personality or something, right?
Well, you'd have to be able to shut something off in your head.
Yeah.
I've heard that it takes like 30 minutes to decapitate somebody.
Oh my God. Where would you hear that? Who are you talking to? What parties are you going to that's the conversation you've had?
Why do you assume I go to parties? I've just heard it takes a long time
but
to
from
get.
Whom? Who told you that? How does that come up in a conversation?
No, I don't know. I know. Somebody told me that they made one of the biggest mistakes of their life.
Oh, God. I don't know.
And they watched
someone
get decapitated on a video. They said their morbid curiosity, let them watch that. And then it ruined their life.
That is, of course it's going to ruin your life. Can I tell you what I stopped myself from watching once? Because I thought it would color my life.
My stand-up special?
I've heard about crazy donkey shows in Tijuana. Have you heard about these?
No.
Okay.
What, yeah, I'm what not is gonna
it? Go, it doesn't matter. It doesn't
what is
matter.
It sounds vegan.
Listen, it has to do, this is what I heard, and I started typing it into my computer, and then I thought, I thought, if I die in a car wreck today, and then they look, they were like, oh, Cheryl, what was the last thing she was working on? Oh, this donkey sex show in Tijuana? Like, that is not who we thought she was.
And I would say, that sounds like Cheryl, all right, when the police call.
That's exactly who she was.
People come to, oh my gosh. When you die, if there's ever a documentary, please, please someone interview me. And I want to say the weirdest stuff about you to really confuse people about who you are. Oh,
but
yeah.
She loved
a donkey section. She was saving to go to Tijuana.
But, there are things that you
never
can't unsee is the point. The point is...
Well,
there
right,
things,
yeah. My friend
so
said
don't,
he can't
so don't.
Unsee
yes.
that. And
so
he said
stop
that
talking
it,
about it. I don't even want to hear about it again. Oh. It's too... It conjures up too much...
I know.
Okay. So the point is, it is a long and laborious
task.
So what a normal person might go, this is
gonna
be
take
too much,
long,
and I can't, it's too much on my emotions.
I have a Zoom at 5.
But not Robert Durst.
Mm-mm.
God, that really took, I feel I'm exhausted. Are you ready for some happily ever after thoughts? I think we need some final thought.
We
should have ended this a while ago.
This friendship.
We should have ended this friendship 10 minutes ago.
That was when it all came to a head for us. It was 10, literally to a head.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Tig. Sorry, donkey sex show.
Oh,
freak.
My God. I didn't watch it. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it. Okay.
You probably went to the library computer to watch it so nobody could trace it back to you.
But then also, have you ever looked up something weird on your computer and then suddenly you get these advertisements?
Like what?
You know.
Well, no. Like what?
You know, like... It doesn't matter.
No,
let's
well, no.
On.
Like what?
Like, you know, any type of sex chat or something.
Wait, no, I'm confused. You're saying you look up sex chats?
No, I'm saying if you look up anything weird. Okay, for
and
instance.
And I'm saying like what?
Okay, for instance, okay. On Curb Your Enthusiasm, uh-huh. there was a whole episode about a sex doll. Mm-hmm. And they had to buy all these sex dolls mm-hmm. for the show to see, because some of them were too real and it wasn't funny. And then it just looked creepy.
So you went home and Googled.
Well, we're looking up,
how much does a sex doll cost?
Yeah. And it's weird. They do weird things. But the point is, Tig, if you go down that sort of rabbit hole, mm-hmm. you will end up with some pop-ups. And you don't know when those things are going to pop up. You could be talking to somebody or checking your email next to somebody.
Can I just tell you, before we have happily ever after thoughts, years ago, this guy who built my website, my original website, barely ever talked.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice guy, friend of a friend, computer guy, did not say a word.
Mm-hmm.
I would go over to his house, to his apartment, to give him the edits for the new thing, as my
website,
tour.
Yeah.
And I was sitting down next to him, and I can't express enough how much he did not talk.
Oh, God.
And while he was working, this crazy porn window popped open on his computer page. And we were both silently sitting there while he was trying to click them closed, and they just kept popping up. And he wasn't saying anything, and I wasn't saying anything. And it was just going nuts on his screen. And then he finally got them all closed, and then he continued to...
And he didn't say anything?
No. That's why I said I can't express enough how much this guy... he might have said something like, oh... And it was so graphic and insane what was going on. And I was sitting there. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do.
No.
He's still my webmaster.
Well,
not
you
true.
Know.
Not true.
Oh, okay. Okay, Tig, did you cry?
No. No. Did you?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
But who were you attracted to?
Jarecki!
Jarecki!
Is this the first time we've
that
agreed?
That we both agree.
I can't believe our taste all, like...
Came together for Jarecki.
Yeah.
Well, when you watch this, for the first time you see Jarecki, he kind of looks like a character out of a 80s movie.
Mm-hmm. I forgot... I don't know why I forgot that we do Who Are You Attracted To and Did You Cry? But as soon as you asked me, did I cry? I was thinking, that's weird. But then I remembered that's what we do at the end of the episode. Okay.
Well, I'm sure it makes lots of sense to most listeners.
I think our listeners enjoy it. Mm. But so that's our type together is Jarecki.
Yeah, Jarecki.
Nice.
Wow. Because he's smart.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a cool customer.
But there's other smart people that have been in documentaries that we
That's
haven't.
That's true.
Yeah. So
That's true.
What is it?
He's got the je ne sais quoi.
Jarecki, get in touch.
With the Tig and Cheryl.
Sandwich.
Oh my God. I really hope he never hears this. Actually, I hope he hears it up until a certain point and then turns it off.
He's listening to the whole thing.
Who would you invite over to dinner? Is this going to be Jarecki?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your biggest takeaway?
Hmm.
I think it's use a brick.
Yeah, use a brick.
If you're going to try to throw something in the ocean in a plastic bag.
Use a brick.
Use a brick.
But it might be hard to throw the bag. Well, the body's obviously heavy, too. It's highly unlikely the brick is what tips the weight.
I mean, did he go out in a boat?
Cheryl, I wasn't there.
I mean, it's not a good plan. Let's take...
Stop let's killing take... people. That's the takeaway. Stop killing people. Instead of giving tips on how to sink a body, Cheryl.
Okay. That is our biggest takeaway. It's just...
Use a brick. That's your takeaway.
Oh, God. Okay, look. Do we have time for one true fan mail?
Sure.
Okay. This is from... Quinn MCI or MCL. Anyway.
Doesn't matter.
I'm loving your Jinx coverage this week and looking forward to next week. I really tried to have this joke catch on, but no luck yet. When a friend and I say the same thing at the same time, instead of saying Jinx, I say Robert Durst. No one ever laughs except me. And that's all that matters? Maybe one of you will love it and get it trending. I do love it, and I am going to get it trending. Do you love it? You're not going to try to get it catch on.
Robert Durst!
Durst!
Durst! Oh, it is fun. You think it's what?
It's Brett?
Yeah.
Robert Durst. Durst? I think it's good. I like it. So keep them coming, you guys. The reviews and the comments and the messages. I can't tell you how much I love them.
Are you going to cry?
Not today. Okay. I'm too worked up about all of it. The murder, Jarecki. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
We were on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And let's keep posted on Durst.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you if I get picked for jury duty or not.
Okay. I can't wait. I'm sure I'll find out if you're not around to record to do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to promote anything other than bricks? What if brick sales went up through the roof after this?
Like, these guys love talking about bricks and zip ties. You know, you can watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. Look at me. I'm saying it. You can watch Suburgatory.
I was on that, but I thought
not this again.
I thought I was on Two and a Half Girls.
Ladies and a Broke. Yeah. Tig, what do you have to promote?
One Mississippi, my TV show on Amazon.
Current.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll be in a movie that's coming out very soon called, speaking of corpses and cadavers, Army of the Dead. It's going to be out May 21st on Netflix.
That's exciting. Is this a zombie movie?
It is.
Mm. Are you a zombie? Or you can't tell us?
I'm a helicopter pilot.
Yeah, but can't zombie
I don't spill beans. Pilots? That's what you do.
Okay. Okay. All right, guys. We did it. Thanks, everybody.
Should we do it again?
Yes. Let's do it again.
Great.
Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kopasich and Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can also email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com. Next week, we will be talking about Honeyland.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.